Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight, and must win for the Cavs. Must win. Oh, we have not caught up with our next guest in quite some time. He's a friend of the show.
Yep, we love him.
People in Toronto love him, of course. He only spent a couple of years up here, but...
Hooked me up with a Timmy Duncan jersey one time.
That's right. You've mentioned that before. Here is a former Raptor, former Spur, now Spurs TV analyst Matt Bonner. How you doing, Matt?
I am doing great. How are you? And I caught the end of your last segment. There's nothing wrong with a one-trick pony that can only bomb away. That sounds so bad.
You spent your whole career being labeled that, man, but you had a long career. You were in the NBA for a long time, man, and I think that was actually unfair to you. You could defend. You can get out there and defend the perimeter.
Yeah, I could. You know, I took the Jeff O'Neill hockey approach, get physical, rough them up a little bit.
Right.
That's right, buddy. Works every time.
It does.
Every time. Must win, in your opinion, tonight for Cleveland? Obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Seven-game series, you can't go down 3-0 to the, you know, two-time defending champs. I think, you know, after game one, game two is going to be tough for the Cavs, just the mental letdown at losing the way they did. So this is their chance to come back home. Obviously, LeBron needs some help from his role players. Role players tend to play better at home. The crowd's going to be there. This is the chance to get some momentum for the Cavs.
Did you feel bad for J.R. Smith? I mean, take us back to game one as a player. You know, what was your reaction to whatever J.R. Smith was thinking and whatever he was doing there?
Honestly, I didn't think it was that bad, that big of a deal. And here's why. There was a slew of mishaps that led to that moment that would have made it so it didn't even matter. You had the Kevin Love foul on the and one with Steph Curry. You had the reverse charge block call. You had George Hill missing the second free throw. You had the ref missing the lane violation on George Hill's second free throw. And then Kevin Durant didn't box out at all for some reason. That was a nice rebound, a nice play by J.R. Smith to get the ball and give him a possession chance to win it. Now, obviously, he didn't realize the score, and instead of trying to go back up, which I don't think was a gimme going against 7-foot Kevin Durant, but when he started dribbling out, they still had a timeout. Anybody on the Cavs could have called a timeout. So really, to me, the whole team's to blame. Someone has to realize, hey, there's under 5 seconds. We have possession. We have a timeout. J.R. Smith's not trying to score on Kevin Durant. He's dribbling in the wrong direction. Let's save it, save him, call a timeout, and we got 2 or 3 seconds left to draw up a play to win the game.
I can't believe you just pumped the tires of J.R. Smith rebounding that ball. I think you're the only guy in the world that's doing that.
It's J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
Like, well, you gotta know your personnel, too.
Well, that's true. I mean,
you got to know the score, too.
you kind of need to know the score as well, personnel and score.
But what about... For example, did you see the video of LeBron in the 90 seconds where he went to the bench and JR's kind of sitting in the middle? LeBron, had a little bit of a meltdown on Ty Lue as far as asking him if he had a timeout or not. We've all played.
That's the bigger story. To me, that's the bigger story, that nobody called a timeout. To me, in that situation, you have a timeout. If you get that rebound... And the second you don't have a quick scoring opportunity, you call a timeout, and then you draw up a good play to win the game.
With two-time NBA champ, former Raptor, longtime Spur, and Spurs TV analyst Matt Bonner, we got to get into this Brian Colangelo story. We have been obsessed with this for like a week and a half, and I don't know if you saw the most recent report. It's only been out for about an hour, but out of Philly, reports are indicating the ownership in Philly believes that Brian Colangelo had no knowledge of these burner Twitter accounts. So whatever he sold them, they're buying it. Like, they believe him, allegedly, based on these reports. But as a player, you grew up in the social media era. You got to the NBA and Facebook was coming out, and now Twitter and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. If you were on that team in Philly and the owner called you up and said, hey, Matt, I know you've been tracking this story. We've decided we're keeping Brian Colangelo. We believe that this wasn't him. How do you think you would react as a guy on that team?
Well, first of all, I'm the wrong person to ask that question. I was born in 1980, and just joined any form of social media about 18 months ago when I retired and got a Twitter account. I don't even know what my Twitter handle is, anyone listening, but you can follow me. Anyways, so to me, I don't really care that much. I'm not, you know, some of the young guys, especially these crazy millennials, even though I guess technically I might be a millennial, they live on social media, so maybe it's a bigger deal to them. I try to put myself in other people's shoes. If I was a player and my general manager was pretending to be someone else and, you know, making negative comments on my social media, I'm not sure how I would think about that. That's pretty weird. So I don't know. I guess we got to see what the investigation results in as well. I feel like it's a tricky thing if you're the Sixers, just because, I mean, if you're going to ride with Colangelo, you kind of have no choice but to put out the narrative that he didn't know, right? You can't be like, oh, he knew about it, he did it, and then still keep him.
Right. Yeah, there's no way.
I mean, who knows what the real truth is. There's a million rumors swirling around there, so I have no idea.
Well,
it's mind-boggling.
It is, and we were talking about it earlier. It's an awful thing. It's an awful approach to it. But from the information that's out there and the way things happen and the way accounts were deleted afterwards, it's really hard not to think that this is him. And I'm sorry if I was running the team.
Or someone really close.
Well, Matt, don't you think it's as bad if it's his wife? Because basically he's telling her the information.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
That's a hot take for the ages.
I honestly haven't been thinking. I haven't really been thinking much about this.
Well,
so I'm not sure what to make out of all of it. But I like putting myself in other people's shoes. I'm like, wow, if I was telling my wife, someone who I assumed was trustworthy, sensitive information, maybe, you know, it's my wife, it's your best friend, she's a sounding board, you can vent to her under the preface that, hey, this is between us, this is confidential, you can't tell anyone else. And then unbeknownst to me, she's opening up fake Twitter accounts and releasing it. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Well, it's unprecedented stuff. We're chatting with Matt Bonner. One thing I would say about the Twitter era is things blow over. Yeah. You know, now, this is really rare and strange, but like, how many times have we had big controversies that we're so focused on, I can't believe that got tweeted, or I can't believe they decided to do that, and like a week later we're on to something else. You know, that's society,
too. The news cycle is insane right now. Exactly. Yeah. You know, the news cycle is such that there'll be another huge story the next day or 2 days after, and everybody forgets about it.
Well,
good point.
I don't know if there's a story behind this, and this was just social media once again, that LeBron James is considering talking to the Golden State Warriors after the season. If that actually happens, is that not like league over, game over? Why even watch?
One would think. However, maybe in order, you know, this is all incredibly hypothetical, but one would think if Golden State was going to take on a LeBron James in that size of contract, they would probably have to get rid of one or two of their other star players, and then maybe it is worth watching to see how it affects the overall team success.
No, I think you shut down the league if that happens.
Like shut the league down.
They're the Globetrotters. Like, they're playing the Generals every single night. If he goes there,
yeah, I don't care. They get rid of Clay
Thompson.
Again,
there's like 1,000 rumors about teams he's going to visit.
Yeah,
you know, you got him visiting NFL teams and baseball teams too. Like, who knows? He'd go anywhere.
Yeah, he could. He's LeBron. He's the king.
Could you see him in Toronto as a Raptor?
No chance.
I could see him anywhere.
That's a diplomatic answer.
Yeah, exactly.
We love it. Well, enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the rest of the finals, and we always appreciate you doing this. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me. Everybody in Toronto, I'll be back soon to visit. Miss the city.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having you up. Thanks, man.
All right, take care.
There's Matt Bonner.
He's great.
He's such a beauty.
He is.
Yeah. just hot
like,
takes for days.
I don't know. You stomped me.
that was awesome. But then he like kind of unraveled the whole story.
I wanted him to say, for sure it's him. For sure it's Colangelo. Everybody knows it is. This is ridiculous.
But we're all either married or we have been married. Let's be honest. Right. We all tell our wives stuff that... Well, it's true. You're not married anymore. So, but at some point, I'm sure you told your wife stuff that you would never tell anybody else publicly.
Absolutely. That's the sanctity of the trust,
this,
and the bond.
This is a crazy hypothetical, but I don't even want to think that this could happen.
There we go.
What if the owner went to Colangelo and said, if you get a divorce, you can keep your job? How do you think he'd handle that?
Don't ask me that.
Yeah,
I wanted to get one for less than that.
It's not crazy to think that this could lead to some serious cracks in the marriage if it's his wife. Again, I don't know who it is. It may not be. There are people that are trying to connect dots and thinking that it could be. And I honestly empathize for her if she's just out there supporting him. And that's got to be tough for a wife or a husband if your spouse is in the public eye and getting grilled and people are taking runs at them. That's very difficult to handle. I understand
that. A popular topic was Steph Curry's wife chirping about the NBA being rigged.
Mm-hmm, but doing it with her Twitter account.
I know, but that's...
There's a difference, though.
That's even more of a spicy meatball.
Well, she can come out and say whatever she wants.
I would have a serious conversation about
Carrie
that.
That's fine, but...
Carrie Underwood did it last year, too, in that call in Pittsburgh or something.
That was just a couple of months ago.
But that doesn't ruin... That didn't ruin the husband's reputation. This could ruin his career. This could throw away his career.
It's such career suicide. And if the 76ers don't get the right people in there to get it right... And what Jamie said, whether it's IT people, whoever can look at the phone and say, I know exactly where these Twitter accounts came from, because somebody can tell. So get the person that can tell. How dumb are you?
Well, there's IP addresses attached to everything. It's a computer person can tell you. Like, they'll know exactly where those are coming from. They can trace them back. Now, unless
but
he
then
bought
why didn't
a burner
the Ringer
computer.
Do that? I guess the Ringer wouldn't have access to their
exactly,
IP account.
Unless he bought a burner. Like, they may have been... smart about it and bought like a burner computer and opened up like and done it from an internet cafe and
like a mob move, like The Wire.
You never know. From the house computer and you're looking when the tweets come out at 9:30 at night, like that, they probably have to do a
Where was it? When did it happen? Where's it coming from? All of that.
Like, they'll do a full trail of this.
Yeah. Well, because the reputation of the Sixers is at stake here, too. He represents the Sixers, and it's a big summer for them. They finally have gotten it together. They're a really good up-and-coming team. LeBron is going to more than likely take a meeting with them.
Yeah.
So they got to figure this out soon.